Wakenya sote tuungane, umoja wetu ndio silaha. Ukabila usitugawanye, nani hajui fimbo ya Nyayo? Fimbo ya Nyayo, fimbo ya Nyayo, yatuongoza kwenda mbele.
In every news in town, there is a message. God communicates to us. The death of Unze taught us a lot of lessons, and myself, I want to share with you briefly on some of the lessons I learned from the passing on of our former president. Number one, one day we shall all be going home. One day we shall all be going home. Every one of us, no matter how rich, no matter how poor, no matter how educated, no matter how powerful, one day we shall be going home. While lying in state at the parliament, over 200,000, it was recorded, over 200,000 people viewed the body of our late president. What message did they get from that? I was watching. I glued my eye. In fact, I could not allow any other news to enter our TV within that time. I just wanted to be part and parcel of this funeral, even though I was not there physically. I saw when people, powerful, mighty, small, even children, were passing and viewing. What lessons were they learning? If they did not get this message, they missed out on the most important aspect of that viewing. And that is, it could have been I lying down here. It could have been I lying down here. I watched Mzee in his suit, lying quietly, not saying, who is this? Why is a child looking at me? Could not talk. Was at the help of everybody there, the mercy of everybody there, lying in state. And I said, anybody that passed there should have said, it could have been myself. If anybody missed that point, it was just a show. Everything God communicates to us. Number two, the honor that was accorded to Mzee reminded me of something. It was such a glorious funeral. It was such a beautiful package funeral. Thank God for the president. It was such an honor. That honor was the highest level of honor you could give to somebody as that fellow passes on. But what lessons are we learning from that? One day, we shall be accorded state reception and celebration in heaven. Oh yes, give him a round of applause. One day, Esther Basike will be accorded a state reception in heaven. The question you should be asking yourself as you watch the honor that was given to Mzee would be, when I arrive in heaven, will the band be playing? Will there be a procession? Who are the dignitaries that will be welcoming me? These are the questions you must ask yourself. I want to show you a few people. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11, teaches us of the grand arrival of Elijah. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Look at it. Elijah went up by a whirlwind. That was an escort. That was an entourage. First, a chariot of fire. Horses of fire that cannot be numbered came to escort a man. Horses of fire, chariots of fire. Whirlwind, you know, whirlwind. Before the eyes of Elisha, Elijah was gone. If God could dispatch a chariot of fire and horses, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, it just says horses of fire to come and bring him home. What kind of a man was he? kind of life did he live? Another man was Enoch. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God has translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. The kind of honor that was given to our late president, it was such an honorable. The beauty was just something else. And God is saying here, Enoch just disappeared, was translated. He didn't even die. He didn't see death. He just translated because God took him. Another individual was Stephen. Acts 7, 54 to 60. He said, I see heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. The Son of Man was standing to receive him. To receive him. After he died. Why were they received like this? Because of the work they did. Why wasn't they honored the way he was honored? Because of the work he did. Why were these men in the Bible received this way in heaven? Because of the work they did. I want us to enjoy a bit of Nzemoy's tributes that people gave, in case you did not watch. The son said, Nzemoy regularly watched Billy Graham. That caught my attention. He regularly watched Billy Graham and wrestling. Those were the two things he watched. The president had time to watch Billy Graham. He was not watching African Magic. He was watching Billy Graham. Why should he watch Billy Graham? He watched Billy Graham to be enriched spiritually. He watched Billy Graham to be enriched soulishly. He watched Billy Graham to be enriched in his spiritual mind. Number two, they said he never missed attending church services. Where do we go on Sundays ourselves? Do you go to Sunday services? You know, it is so interesting how people sit at home on Sundays. And it pains me most because some of the people that sit at home cannot afford hunger. But they don't want to come to church. But in his tribute, people said he never missed church. They say that our late president never missed service for one day. Why some of us are struggling and it's not a priority to come to church. Number three, he never carried his rungu to church. When they said he never for one day in his life carried his rungu to church, I said, why? And the Lord said, because rungu is a sign of authority. He submitted to the Almighty God. Makuchakaya. Whenever you see him moving with that thing, he's saying, I'm in charge of Kenya. But when he's coming to church, he said, God is in charge over all. That rungu is a sign of authority. It's a sign of leadership. He never brought it to church. Meaning, I don't come to church to worship in the capacity of a president. I come to worship as a worshiper. Today, some of us come to church in our regalia. I am an MD. I am a CEO. I ride. Okay. It may not be Jeep. Helicopter. We come with our regalia. When Jesus called blind Bartimaeus, come, the first thing he did was to remove his regalia. For you to access grace, you must intentionally remove your regalia. You don't come to church with your academic qualifications. You come and surrender them to God for service. You don't come to church with all your ideologies that I am who I am this, and that is why if I'm not given the right seat, Thank God that here we don't fight for seat. There are places in church. Seat is a major issue. Why am I not seated in front? Why am I not back? It is so interesting. What is in the front? I'm asking you, does Jesus sit in the front? We only put you in front to make our photo look good. Jesus is everywhere in this place. Ministers, the one sitting in front is not bigger than you at the back. I'm telling you the truth. There's nothing like that. God rates our bigness from the state of our heart. You can be sitting in front and your heart is full of arrogance. And miracles are passing you to the fellow at the back. I don't care about sitting. I don't care about sitting. It is honorable to give people good seats, but they must not attach their influence and relevance to the seat in the church. Otherwise, you are saying that Jesus only meets me when I am seated here. So when ushers tell you to move, you say, no, I'm not moving. Jesus meets me. Yes. Sometimes our ushers are having a big time. Move, I am not moving. Move, I am not moving. Why? Jesus meets me here. Moi never came to church with big manism. Number four. Nzemoy had a pastor, a personal pastor. Had a personal pastor by the name retired Bishop Silas Yego. Do you have a pastor? Or wherever the wind blows? Do you know it is a blessing to have a personal pastor? That's why I pity people that jump from church to church. January they disappear. After 2 years, they go to the pastor. The Lord has led me to another place. Are you Elijah, that chariots of fire? He's moving. If God needs to move you, let him move you to heaven, not here. God said that we give you shepherds, meaning God recognizes the role of pastors in your life. He said that we give you a pastor. It is a blessing. When we were growing up, it was a blessing to have a pastor. I don't know where some of you grew up from. I grew up in the Anglican. When the pastor comes to the house, hey, the whole village will hear. It was honorable to have a relationship with a pastor. Today, it's like it's a normal commodity. Moi maintained one pastor till he died. And I quote the bishop. Moi has been very close to me for over 36 years. Moi and his Bible were inseparable. Your pastor needs to know you and understand your values. Do you still have values to carry Bibles around? The president was carrying one. He was not only carrying one, he memorized so many verses of the Bible and could recite them off-head with all the problems of Kenya. When the pastor was saying that this man has scriptures here, I was saying, how? How? When does he have time? We call you for faith clinic, you won't come. Yet you have not led two people. He had the scriptures off-head. According to the vice chancellor, Henry Kiplagat, of Kabarak University. He said, on January 30th, Moi requested that the AIC bishop, that his personal pastor friend, goes to see him at Nairobi Hospital. Nze told the retired bishop that he wanted to take Holy Communion. He said, call me my friend, the pastor. Let my friend come. When the friend got there, the pastor, he told the bishop, give me Holy Communion. Nze took Holy Communion and told him, let's sing a song. And both of them sang the hymn, the blood of Jesus. Damu ya Yesu. And they prayed together by the sick bed of Nze as the bishop gave him Holy Communion. In less than 1 week, Nze went to be with the Lord. This president understood the power in Holy Communion. When last did you take Holy Communion? You that is alive. We call for Holy Communion, it doesn't concern you. This is the way the Holy Communion service should be. It is a service. It is not a ritual, it is a service. The president understood, I need to drink of the wine and the body before I go to see him face to face. What you miss? And he couldn't have started when he was sick. It means he was a regular Holy Communion worshiper. To have understood the power. If you have never taken why you are here, is it when you are dead, when you are in the hospital, that you will tell us to bring the bread and the wine there? I think we need to open register now. Yes. To know those who attend. The provost of AIC Kabarak Chapel said, Moi was prepared for his exit from the world. And I add, what a grace and mercy from God. Not everyone has just this kind of grace and mercy. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2. For he saith, I have had thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Not everybody had this kind of grace that the late president had to prepare himself for the next journey. Number five thing I learned from him. They said that Moy sang again a certain song. And they said the name of the song is, It Is Well With My Soul. After he met with his bishop in the hospital, he sang the song with them, It Is Well With My Soul. What an assurance for him to have said, I am not afraid, it is well with my soul. And the man said, Moy told him, Philippians 1:21, to live in Christ and to continue to die and to die in Christ is gain. As they were leaving the home, Kabarak, to go to the hospital, he said to them, I am going to Nairobi Hospital, but not sure if I'll be coming back to this house. So I have summoned all of you for one thing. Pray for me. Just pray in case I don't return home. What does that mean? The president knew the power of prayer. But I have my greatest parting shot about his statement. And this is it. Nzemoi told us, that's told them, that nothing will stop me from entering heaven. We are not the ones with the register to know who went to heaven or not. But I have a witness with me that he is with the Lord. Yesterday or 2 days, I think 2 days ago, the paper talked about a young boy that could sing and play an instrument powerfully. And they identified him like little David. And Numze said, bring him. Just for singing. And the boy will come. Whenever Mze's spirit was down, the son will call the young boy that sings. And he will come. And what song was the boy singing for him? The boy was interviewed. The boy has become a celebrity. He was interviewed and he said, every time Mze called me and I come, we will sing hymns. But his favorite towards that time was Jim Reeves' song that says, I am going to faraway city that is built by Jesus, where we will never grow old. And I know that song. Jim Reeves' song that says, never grow old, never grow old. In the land we'll never grow old, never grow old, never grow old. In the land where we never grow old. Why did Uzel love it? He saw that old age has caught up with him. That there is a land where I will appear and I'll become in spirit, and I will never grow old. He loved that song. When he said, nothing will stop me from accessing heaven, it means that he recognized that there is another state house apart from the one on State House Road. He recognized that I cannot be a king here and born in hell. There is another home, heaven. And so, from most of the testimonies that we are giving, it was said he tried to make peace with people. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, 1 to 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand, that grace of salvation, that grace of peace with God, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. It is this grace that brings salvation, that gives me the hope to stand believing that one day when my eyes are closed, right here on earth, when I open it, I shall stand before him in eternal life. He recognized that there is a state house after the state house on earth. Despite his wealth, despite his influence, position, and all those, he still believed in heaven. Every day we see this scripture play before us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 8. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. So we labor. We labor that whether we are present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Hallelujah. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, because the grace that appeared to us appeared to everyone. So it's only right that everyone will appear before him, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Look at verse 11. Knowing therefore, having this understanding of the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. We persuade women, but we are made manifest unto God. And I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. Paul says, because of this concern I have, because of this reality that one day we shall appear. Poverty does not exempt you from appearing. Prosperity does not exempt you from appearing. That you are married does not exempt you. It's not your marital status. On 8 years, when you are looking for visa, if you state your marital status, it could be a problem for certain countries. They will say because you don't have a marital tie, they will not give you visa. In heaven, whether you're married or not, everybody will appear. Everybody will appear. He said, we shall appear, and because of it, we persuade men. How do we persuade men? Through the word that we preach from here. Through the word that we tell you every day. By persuading you. By pleading with you. By begging you. By saying, please, whatever style we will use, run away from eternal destruction. Receive the grace that brings redemption, salvation. Why? Acts chapter 4 verse 12. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Today, I have two agendas. The first agenda is to persuade somebody, to plead with you, to beg you, if you want me to kneel down for you, to persuade you. Paul said, we persuade men because of the reality of judgment. You may not have this privilege that Nze had to live the long life he lived. It is real to see people in that still live that long life and to make amends, make up fences, amend fences, amend relationships. Have a pastor that stood by him as he closed his eyes to death. Gave him Holy Communion. The door of heaven was open. Sang the blood of Jesus. Sang about that city where he will never grow old. Not everybody will live up to that age to have this privilege. Your own time is now. Now is the time to assess grace that brings redemption. Never grow old. Never grow old. In the land where we never grow old. Never grow old. Never grow old. In the land where we never grow old.